Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, October 4th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. The countdown is on, nearly a month away. We got huge news coming up for you today. More moves happening in court right now to try to stop the steal. You won't believe what Democrats are doing. Actually, you probably will. But first, Donald Trump, the real president of the United States, the real leader, the real commander-in-chief, he's speaking right now in Georgia on the hurricane disaster, and he's taking questions from the press. Let's take it live. It looks actually as if he has just finished. Okay. Well, let's do this then, guys. I don't know if we can rewind this back in real time and just give people a taste of that, but Trump has been speaking for quite some time. It just so happens he finishes, of course, right when we pitch it. But Joe Biden did a press conference today. It was about 15 minutes. We're going to play that one for you. Kind of like Kamala Harris with her photo op press conference that was about 7 minutes. Totally staged. And now we know what Kamala Harris was doing when the first wave of relief and the first wave of response was supposed to be going on. Biden was at the beach. Kamala Harris was in San Francisco with a pre-planned fundraiser. But okay, she could have gone and prioritized the relief efforts. No, that's not what she did. We find out what she did do, and it just gets worse and worse. Not just the response, but as we learn more about the disaster. And it's just reaching this point where if we don't get information from the people, we're not getting information at all. And so I will probably open up phone lines again today and take calls from people in North Carolina affected by this, people in Georgia affected by this. Yeah. Let's just give a quick listen here to Donald Trump in Georgia, part of the relief effort again, showing up, delivering supplies, boots on the ground, doing more than Harris and Biden combined. And we'll come back and get into the rest of the news. But here's Donald Trump.
For having put out to the extent that they've had to, and it's really incredible. Some of the people that we met just now, Congressman Rick Allen, terrific person, Speaker of the Georgia House, John Burns, who's here, former Congressman Doug Collins. Where's Doug Collins? Is he around here? Doug Collins. What a nice guy he is. Oh, Doug, I haven't seen you in so long. You haven't changed. You look good. You look better, actually, if you want to. State Senator Max Burns, who's here, and District Attorney Barbie Christine. And we want to thank you, but we want to thank the people that are working so hard, and we're here in Evans, Georgia, to express our support, our love, and our prayers, and all of the communities are suffering. It's not even believable when you look and you see the kind of suffering that's going on right now. But one of the biggest, question marks is the fact that there's so many people missing. I've never seen anything where so many, the numbers are so large of those that are missing, Governor, right? So that's something that hopefully they'll be found, and they'll be found very healthy, but it never looks great. Never looks great. Our hearts break for the more than 200 American families who have lost their lives already. Officially 200, and that number, unfortunately, is going to be going up. It's one of the deadliest storms in American history. More than two dozen Georgians have died, including a 27-year-old mother and her two precious babies who lived not very far from McDuffie County, and father. A lot of people knew these people. They're great. As father and grandfather, I know that such sudden and tragic loss must be almost unbearable. Don't know how you can even take it. The loved ones all over your county, all over your state, and all over a lot of other states. You have Florida. Think of it. You have Virginia. You have South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, maybe hit the worst. North Carolina is so bad. Right. I want to thank.
So again, Trump addressing the hurricane disaster in Georgia today. By the way, you know what's happening tomorrow, don't you? No days off for Donald Trump. No days at the beach for Donald Trump. He's going back to Butler, Pennsylvania for maybe his biggest rally yet.
I've been telling listeners for months, that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Election Day, and this is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, and we do have some big election news today. As I've said, this election is not going to be decided at the voter booth. It is going to be decided in the courts, and there is a big legal battle ongoing right now, and when you see this, combined with all the other legal battles, you can answer the questions pretty simply. Why wouldn't Democrats want the SAVE Act to be passed? Because they want non-citizens voting in the election. Why wouldn't Democrats want there to be voter IDs required during elections? Because they want illegal votes to be counted. Why wouldn't the Democrats want voter signature verification during the election? Because they want illegal votes to be counted. I can go on and on. Now the Democrats are in court saying they want votes to be counted even if they've been made after Election Day. What? Yeah. Yeah. If there is a mail-in ballot that is dated after the actual date of the election, they're in court arguing that should still count. They're also now fighting in Georgia. Remember, Republicans recently got a victory in Georgia that the ballots had to be counted by hand. Well, now the Democrats are appealing that. They don't want there to be any votes counted by hand. Why wouldn't they want votes to be counted by hand? Maybe because they want to cheat. Maybe because they want to steal Georgia. Or I guess the most innocent explanation would be these are just lazy bums. And if they can't be bothered to lift a finger for the hurricane victims in Georgia, well, then they certainly can't be bothered to lift a finger to look at a piece of paper and count a vote. We don't want to ask too much of these people now. It's just an election after all. It's just a presidential election after all. We don't want to bother you too much to ask you to actually count the votes. I mean, sorry. So those are the two latest ones happening right now in the court system. But they don't even hide it. They talk about this on MSNBC. They file multiple lawsuits about this. So we'll get into all of that, but the latest news dealing with this hurricane relief It's all the same, but FEMA is kind of panicked. Even though it really doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter because nothing's going to happen to them and nothing's going to happen to Mayorkas. The Republicans won't even impeach him, those cowards. But no, they got caught and now they're lying, saying we didn't fund illegal immigration. And that's the actual White House press statement today. And we've got Karine Jean-Pierre, and they say no FEMA funds have been used to fund illegal immigration. I mean, this is, you know, Mark McGwire never hit a 500-foot home run. Mickey Mantle never played for the Yankees. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Michael Jordan never dunked a basketball. Tom Brady never won the Super Bowl. Tiger Woods was never good at golf. And FEMA has never used any funds for illegal immigrants. And the press gaggle, 85% of them just total Democrat shills. And they just sit there and they just take it from that lying press secretary. Doesn't even bother them at all. Now, of course, we don't expect anything different from the media. O'Keefe Media Group has dropped their latest expose, and they've got MSNBC employees on camera admitting that the entire operation is all about getting Kamala Harris elected. The entire operation is about protecting Kamala Harris, not informing the American people, not telling the truth, just getting Kamala elected. So we'll play that for you, too. I do have, guys, I don't see it on my list, but if we haven't pulled in the Biden press conference, we can pull that in. It's really short. It's about 15 minutes. They drug Biden out of the basement, and I guess they told him, hey, look, come on out, get out of bed. We need you to do a little work today. We'll give you an ice cream cone. Come on, come get an ice cream cone. Do it for the ice cream cone. And then once you're finished with your short little press conference with the scripted questions, then you can go back to the beach. We'll send you back over to the beach in Delaware and go have a nice beach weekend. What's the temperature in Delaware? Asks Joe Biden. Not what's happening to the victims. How many deaths are there? What can we do to help people? What do they need? It's, well, what's the temperature in Delaware right now? Is that a nice weekend for the beach? And he says, well, it's been brought to my attention that maybe we need emergency funds. He mumbles through like he couldn't care less. He's just totally energy drained. They have to force him up there. He's totally uninterested. We might have to get some more funds. It's been a week now. It's been a week. So nobody's really taking it seriously. And now it's more important to lie and cover up what's really going on than it is to actually help the people. So that's the message that you get. Now, we got some other odds and ends. Let me just, I'm going to go back to the disaster, and I am going to open the phone lines, and I want to talk to other people on the ground because that's the only place to get information. The mainstream media ain't going there. They're not reporting on this. Biden and Harris, they're not interested. Harris did a brief photo op. Biden hasn't left the White House. He can't be bothered. They'll go do a photo op and then, you know, get right back on the airplane and go back. That's it. They can't even scrape up some funds. They can't even start a fundraiser. No. So what's really going on? We have more reports today about FEMA blocking the relief. And they're going to independent journalists as whistleblowers and telling them. Now they're going to members of Congress as whistleblowers and telling them. Now they're going to Elon Musk, who's trying to work with FEMA to get Starlink internet access. They're blocking him, and now he's got whistleblowers. It's bad. But what's really going on? And this is Elon Musk. He says, text received this 20 minutes ago, this text. The level of belligerent government incompetence is staggering. Hey, Elon, update here on the side of Asheville, North Carolina, where they're trying to get the Starlink. He says, FEMA is both incompetent and stopping people from helping. How can I help? Asks Elon. And then, so the response is, it's true. They are now about to shut down the airspace to regulate the private choppers we are riding in to deliver Starlink and supplies. We are pushing back with Trump team as well to help us, but not looking good. So Trump's trying to help, they shut him down. Musk is trying to help, they shut him down. Private citizens are trying to help. If they have a helicopter, they get shut down. We need help to get the word out about FEMA. We spoke with Ivanka and handed out Starlinks with her yesterday, but FEMA then showed up and started blocking us. The largest concern for us here is the FAA throttling flights for our choppers, where they are requiring to from information and missing now to deliver a discrete code, and mission now to deliver a discrete code. Doing this takes a long time and very cumbersome to the operations. This is the largest concern and most help we could use. I appreciate. So it's just totally insane. And then Pete Buttigieg, who's nowhere to be found on any of this either, steps in and says, oh, this isn't happening. Do you see how crazy this is? Look, most people that get politically active and get out into the scene have experienced something like this before. And it's one of the craziest things. It's one of the biggest Twilight Zone things you'll ever witness. When you're actually at an event, when you're actually there on the ground, and then you get home and you flip on the news and they tell you a completely different story. You ever had that happen? I've had that happen probably a dozen times just from being out on the scene and reporting on events, whatever. And then you get home and you turn on the news and they are just telling you a completely different story. Just a made up series of events or things that never even happened. And so that's what's happening with this FEMA deal, is the people that are actually there trying to help. We took like 4 calls yesterday. I had a couple guests, so I couldn't get as many calls as I wanted. So I'm going to try to fix that and take more calls today. We had people calling in saying, yes, I've been trying to help. Yes, my friends have been trying to help. Yes, we're on the ground. The mission right now, if you're a private citizen trying to help, is to avoid the government. They'll shut you down. So it's all this bureaucratic red tape and paperwork. And here's Elon Musk. I mean, he's showing all the evidence. He's out here sharing his private communications, sharing the landing zones for these sites they're trying to get Starlink to, and they're getting waved off. And then Secretary Buttigieg, who's not involved at all, he's not doing a damn thing. Who knows what he's doing? I don't want to know what he's doing, but I know he's not helping. And then he just says, oh, no, nobody's blocking any aid. Nobody's stopping anyone from helping. Nobody's stopping it. It's not true. And it's just like I just take dozens of calls. I have dozens of videos. I've got private communications from Elon Musk who's trying to help. And it's all the same story. They're blocking it. Yeah, do you want to hear this from an eyewitness there? We'll just go ahead and skip over the election news. How about that? Let's just talk. Yeah, the Democrats are trying to steal the election. Okay, get it? Got it. Good. It's going to happen in the courts. That's what's going on. I've got the latest updates here. I basically told you the gist of it. They're bragging about it on MSNBC now. So we'll put that off. I'm into the hurricane covers now. We'll do that later. We're just moving on. So here you go. Here's one guy on the ground. talking about, and again, I could play these videos the whole show. I just pick, like, okay, this one's the most hard-hitting, this one has the most information. I could fill the whole show with 3 hours of this stuff. And if it wasn't for X, and if it wasn't for citizens or the victims speaking out about this, you wouldn't even know what's going on. And they're all covering it up because they want to protect the Biden administration, protect Kamala Harris specifically, protect FEMA and their operation to fund illegal immigration instead of actually help the American people. It's the Federal Emergency Management, and all they're doing is settling and relocating illegal immigrants. That's now their main mission, and it's all on record. It's not like it's secret information. You can pull up all the headlines. We covered them all yesterday. Illegal immigrant shelter gets $20 million. Welcome Center gets $100 million. FEMA gives $600 million for this illegal immigrant cause. Another $500 million for this illegal immigrant cause. It's been about $150 billion, or excuse me, $1.5 billion. It's been about $1.5 billion from FEMA for illegal immigrants since the Biden-Harris administration started. And they just say, oh, no, that's not going on. No. They're arresting people who are bringing in supplies. Literally, they're confiscating emergency supplies. There's been rumors that they're confiscating funds as well. And then FEMA instead just puts out a public post saying, oh, there's a lot of hearsay going on. There's a lot of rumors going on. We need rumor control. Literally. That's the post from FEMA. We need rumor control. Hey, why don't you get off of X and why don't you get in a helicopter and start saving people? Why don't you stop funding illegal immigration, criminal border invasions, and why don't you go help some of the people? No, they want to address all the rumors. It's creating confusion. It's preventing people from getting the assistance they need. That's what FEMA is actually doing. FEMA is stopping people from getting the assistance they need. I'm sure I'll hear from more people on the phone confirming that. I'll go to this man right now talking about it in clip 7.
I'm going to have to stay off of social media because
this is a different one.
Getting more
okay.
and more angry.
I got another one coming up. No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll go with the lady.
Every single second because more and more news is coming out about what is going on in the mountains, and it is getting worse and worse. I am about an hour away. We are so close, but yet feel so far. Everybody here is feeling helpless of what they can do to help. All the donations we are getting is not enough. But yet our government is saying, go ahead, keep going, community. Go ahead. Y'all are doing great. Go ahead. Now, you know what is asked of the community to get? Body bags. Freaking body bags. And now to find out that the government is coming in and actually just seizing the land and saying, no, this land doesn't belong to you anymore. We're going to bulldoze it all. We're going to take over it. All of your family members' bodies are just going to be washed away with everything else that we're going to do, get rid of with the bulldozer. Like, where is the humanity in all this? It takes a special kind of evil to be doing what they are doing in the mountains right now. They are hiding so much information from everybody that it is insane. The only way that we are getting it and actually know it's facts, because it's from friends of ours that are actually up there personally trying to help. The ones that aren't getting kicked out, though, because now that the National Guard is in there with their big old planes, they're saying that everybody with the smaller helicopters can get out. How are you with your big-ass helicopters or airplanes going to get into these more rural areas? Why are you kicking out the people on ATVs that are going up mountains that you can't even get to? Why are you kicking out the people that have mules hauling in supplies to areas that the government cannot get to, but yet is telling the community to stand down? There's something very shady going on, and everybody needs to be made aware of it, and the message needs to be passed on so we can put a stop to this, if we can. The city of Chimney Rock, now completely washed away, that is the first city that the government has taken over. They've already had the town meeting last night and told everybody, y'all got to get out, and you cannot come back. And it's even more maddening that the news is spreading lies. Saying that we've only had a couple hundred deaths is absurd. The morgues are filled up. There are trailers bigger than people have ever seen before outside these morgues that are now filled up with bodies. There are bodies getting pulled out of trees. There are bodies getting found under trees. There's bodies everywhere. And you're saying, oh, it's just a couple hundred. No, it's not. Everybody is getting lied to. It is like a war zone over there. It's not something that is going to be fixed in a couple of hours. It is. They are projecting that the power will not be back on till the end of January. There are people on those mountaintops that don't even have service or know how bad it is around them because they are so cut off from the world. There are people still stranded. All their neighbors' houses, their own house is gone. They're stuck on the top or side of a mountain because landslides happen all around them. It is so bad around here. I can't even say everything because there's just so much. Please spread the word. The government is lying to us. And the government is doing this. And it needs to stop.
I'm currently in Asheville, North Carolina with my company doing disaster security for a dialysis company. And we're also doing search and rescue for patients to bring them to dialysis so they don't die. This place is a war zone, people, and the military is not here. And the reason I'm pissed, because I was part of the operation during Hurricane Katrina. I was stationed in San Diego, and within 96 hours, we were in Louisiana. And these bastards are not sending the military here. There's so much destruction. There's no news crews here. That's why you're not seeing it. The American people should be angry at what our government is doing to this town. There are people hurting here. There are so many people dying. I drove past a young kids about 5 to 7 years old. They were brother and sister, and they were looking for their parents. We got them to a church. These young kids don't know where their mom and dad are. And the military is being fucking hamstringed by these goddamn DOD fucking executives. If you're not angry, you should be. Because this is what our government thinks about us. They're not here to help us. We have to take care of ourselves. There's towns here that are self-policing. We drove into towns where the town folk came up to us and said, what are you doing here? So we're looking for patients. We're trying to get them help. And they welcomed us with open arms. This is bad, people. You're not here. It is very bad. We need water. We need food. We need clothes. I'm in a budget motel, and I'm very grateful, and I feel somewhat guilty that I have a roof over my head and a shower. And it's right across from the airport. There was a man that took off yesterday in his helicopter to go up in the mountains to drop off food. He landed and got arrested and said he was interfering with the government, a government operation. But there's no operations going on. I'm sick to my stomach that our government treats our American people this way.
Yeah.
And then when they get slapped in the face.
You and me both,
brother. Here's $750.
We got more coverage coming up on the other side, folks. We're not going to let this thing go.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word to start to mention, and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
So FEMA is in narrative control now, and they're saying, well, they're addressing what they call a rumor. FEMA $750 Hurricane Helene relief money rumor addressed by agency. Rumor? Kamala Harris did a 10-minute press conference, and she's the one that said it. Now, I was reporting that on Monday when it was a rumor, and there were just reports saying FEMA is considering a $750 per person relief, but you had to fill out the paperwork. And then Kamala said it, and it became mainstream news, and everybody was reporting it then, $750 per person. And now they're saying it's a rumor. The Federal Emergency Agency said on its site last night that it is false that victims will get a single payment of $750. And then they say, well, it's Serious Needs Assistance Program, which will provide $750 to cover essential items such as food, water, baby formula, and emergency needs. It's not very good when you're dead. Is often approved swiftly after application. Often approved. So you need it. So often, not always, but you need it approved and you need to fill out an application. You're stranded on a roof. You're treading water in your house. But hey, we got $750 for you. Maybe if you fill out some paperwork. And that's them addressing the rumors. And then they say, well, there might be some other aid as well. Additional forms of assistance may also be available after applying for aid. May be available after applying. And then it goes through the process and the bureaucratic process and the red tape and, you know, hey, look, they can't be bothered to lift a finger to help you. You really think you're going to be bothered to go through paperwork? And now Pete Buttigieg is scrambling around, narrative controlling as well. He's nowhere to be found. He's calling Elon Musk. None of this is true. None of it's true. And Elon's like, hey, listen, here's my text messages. Here's my communications. Here's my landing zone. Here's my maps. Here's the LEOs I'm talking to. They're all telling me the same thing. They're there on the ground. Where the hell are you? You're nowhere to be found, Booty Juice. Nobody knows where Booty Juice is. My people are on the ground, and you're calling me and telling me they're liars. But see, this is really what it all comes down to, and man, did Donald Trump nail it during his speech and press conference today. I mean, said it as good as possible, and I'll kind of lead into that by saying, you know, I've thought about this, now I'm hearing other talk show hosts, reporters, talking about this, reporting on this, concerned about this. And that is, how will this impact the 2024 election? It's a fair question. Those states are bound to be Republican states. Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina bound to be Republican states. But, oh, now if they're without power or people can't vote, especially in the red areas, golly gee. Yeah, if all those Trump voters can't vote and only the Democrat areas can, wow, wouldn't that be something? Now, that might sound a little far-fetched, but come on. The Democrats have shown they'll stop at nothing to get Donald Trump out of their way, including trying to put a bullet through their head. Trying to put a bullet through his head. So you really don't think they're considering that? Of course they are. Of course, all members of the Biden administration have thought about that. That's how evil these people are. Do not underestimate how evil they are unless you just want to deny what's going on right now with the relief. And that's the message here. And I mean, it's not even like I have to sit here and think, hey, let's not make this political, but it really is beyond politics. We're talking about a disaster that's claimed hundreds, maybe thousands of lives, and people's lives just completely upended, and you just can't even imagine. And that's what it's about. But then you look at the lack of care and the lack of response, you compare and contrast that to the attention to detail that illegal immigrants receive, criminal aliens receive, and it's flabbergasting. It'll make you completely irate and enraged that that's the treatment Americans get. And that's the common ground here. But Donald Trump was asked about the election and the voters. Perfect response in clip 13.
Say it. I'm not thinking about voters right now. I'm thinking about lives. And to be honest, it's much bigger than anything else, but we're thinking about lives, a lot of lives lost, a lot of people missing, and that's what I'd be focused on right now.
You know, this isn't new for Donald Trump either. He did go down to the ground on September 11th, 2001. He was there. He was working with people there. He was helping people there. He was donating there. He was there. He wasn't running for president. He wasn't doing a political stunt. He went there because he cared. He went there because he wanted to be there. And he used whatever resources and access he had in the development industry to help. So this isn't new for Donald Trump. But to sit here and watch the treatment that these Americans get compared to the treatment that the illegal immigrants get is just sickening and disgusting, and it tells you the larger story. And it tells you the future of the country if we don't correct course politically fast. Fast. As in 32 days from now. And we got to get Trump there. Now, I'll talk about the rally he has coming up tomorrow. InfoWars will have live coverage. We'll be live right here tomorrow with special guests covering Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I've got the list, very, very long guest list for this rally, very impressive guest list for this rally, very heavy with big names in the military. Like, I mean, true blue military guys, guys that'll break through walls to save somebody's life, guys that'll go through some of the worst situations you could possibly see just to lift Old Glory type of military guys. Not, you know, your trans recruiters, your anti-white liberal military chiefs. No, we're talking about like real military men. So a long list of guest speakers, including Elon Musk. And, you know, Secret Service is talking about how they've stepped up security and they're going to, hey, guess what? They're going to make sure someone's on the roof this time. Wow. Go figure. They've expanded the security perimeter, all the other things. So Donald Trump is actually out there. Donald Trump is giving millions of dollars of his own money. He's giving his own time. He's out there on the ground helping deliver supplies. He's had multiple trips now. Joe Biden can't be bothered. He does a photo op and goes back to the beach. Kamala does a photo op, goes back to the beach. Or back to the campaign, or rather back to the podcast. By the way, it turns out that's what she was doing. So after her fundraising event in San Francisco, instead of going and getting involved in the relief, by the way, she's the vice president, in case you didn't know. You wouldn't know if you were following this campaign because she's running against the current administration, which she's a part of. But no, instead of rushing back to D.C. or rushing to the disaster area or anything like that, instead, she went on a podcast. What do you think the nature of the podcast is? It's called Call Her Daddy. Very nice. Very serious stuff. Kamala Harris taped explicit Call Her Daddy interview as Helene death toll rose. So she doesn't do real press conferences. She doesn't do real interviews. Her rallies are so small now, they don't talk about them or show them anymore or talk about the rally size. And instead, she could have easily rescheduled. She could have easily dialed in. No, she goes and does a podcast, Call Her Daddy, known for its graphic content. You can imagine, Call Her Daddy. No. That was her priority as people were dying in the hurricane aftermath. She wanted to go Call Her Daddy podcast. Very nice. Very good. That's how much they care. That's how much they care. And you want to see Biden's pathetic press conference today? Even want to bother? I think it was about 10, 15 minutes, so we can probably even squeeze it in before this break. Let's go to a mumbling, fumbling, stumbling Biden, and then he takes a couple of scripted questions at the end of it, guys. Go ahead and roll it.
Folks, good morning. State the obvious, over the weekend, devastating storms in
You're
the
at
south.
The beach.
I spoke for a couple hours with leaders yesterday affected by this hurricane, and Governor Kemp of Georgia, Governor Cooper of North Carolina, county officials in the Big Bend region of Florida, and other leaders in South Carolina and Tennessee about the broad and devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene. It's not just a catastrophic storm. It's
reading off a teleprompter.
History-making storm. The entire Southeast and Appalachia. Damage from the hurricane stretched
across the
states.
Yeah, we knew that a week ago, jackass.
Winds over 120 miles an hour in some places.
Yeah, we all know that, jackass.
Storm surges up to 15
feet. You were on the beach.
And record flooding. Communities are devastated. Loved ones waiting, not sure if their loved ones are okay.
Just pull the volume down. Just let them keep talking for the sake of time here, because I don't want to go long.
Many more folks this place have not.
This is the press conference you should have done last weekend while you were at the beach. So here's Joe Biden pretending to be presidential, days late to the party. Days late to the party. It's like the game's already over. The handshakes are being had. The jerseys are being exchanged. The post-game interviews. And Biden shows up. And he's like, all right, game time. Coughing and hacking his way through this deal. It's just a complete embarrassment. You're a week late, bro. You should have done this last weekend while you were laying out in the sun on the beach. Go ahead. Go back.
Right now. We will not do that at the risk of diverting or delaying any of the response assets needed to deal with this crisis.
It's already happening.
My first responsibility is to get all the help needed to those impacted areas.
Yeah, last weekend.
I expect to be there. Excuse me, I have a cold.
He's got a cold, guys.
I and my team are in constant contact with the governors, mayors, and local leaders. The head of FEMA, Deanne Griswold, is on the ground now in North Carolina. She's going to stay in Asheville in the Appalachia region for the foreseeable future. There's been reports of over 100 dead and consequence of this storm, and there
it's
are
over
reports 200. About
By the
600.
Way, they went down to, Glenn Beck's show went down to find the FEMA center in Asheville, North Carolina, and what they found was that they're in an area that wasn't really that damaged. They're in an area where the victims can't even get access to, where they aren't even there. That was a video of him explaining what the whistleblowers told him, but there's another video where they actually went to the ground, and they went to the emergency center, and nobody's there, nobody's doing anything, they don't know what's going on, they don't know how people can get access to them, they're not trying to get access to people, so he's just lying about everything. But he's reading the script somebody else gave to him, and he's got a cold, too. He wants you to know he's got a cold. Go ahead.
And assist in clearing debris and delivering life-saving supplies. So far, that's over 3,600 personnel deployed. That number is growing by the day. I quickly approved requests from governors of Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Virginia and Alabama for an emergency declaration. And I approved additional requests for the governors of North Carolina, Florida, South Carolina, and for a disaster declaration to pay for debris removal, provide financial assistance.
Why wasn't that done last week?
Directly to survivors. FEMA and the Small Business Administration are there to help the residents whose homes and businesses were literally destroyed, washed away, or blown away. And the federal search and rescue teams have been working side by side with state and local officials and partners in very treacherous conditions to find those who are missing. And they'll not rest until everyone's accounted for. I want to thank all the first responders and everyone who's been working around the clock. One of the brave teams who's volunteered to be there is from San Diego County Fire Department, set to travel all the way from California to North Carolina to help. But on their way, they were in a terrible car accident in Louisiana. We pray for their full recovery, but it was a bad accident. We know there's more to do. We'll continue to surge resources, including food, water, communications, and life-saving equipment. We'll be there, as I said before, and I mean it, as long as it takes to finish this job.
Oh, boy, he means it. That means he doesn't mean it.
I've seen firsthand the devastating toll that disasters like this take on families and communities. I've been on the ground many disasters areas since I've been president.
Like what?
Excuse me. I've heard dozens of stories from survivors about how it feels to be left with nothing, not even knowing where or when to get back on track. I'm here to tell every single survivor in these impacted areas that we will be there with you as long as it takes. Just think of yourself, excuse me, and your families. I urge everyone everywhere turning.
As people are stranded, dying, starving.
Local officials. And follow all safety instructions. Take this seriously. Please, be safe. Your nation has your back, and the Biden-Harris administration...
Yeah, they can't get this message, Joe. No, they can't get this message. They're stranded on a roof.
And I think you those are still wondering where your loved ones are. Thank you.
Looking to supplemental to help the people in the Southeast, Mr. President.
Say again?
We need to ask Congress for a supplemental.
That's my expectation, yes.
You know, roughly how much you're thinking?
Not yet. This is a historic storm. It's devastating. They've never seen anything like this before. And some of them are back-to-back, three storms in a row. So it's really, really devastating.
Would you have to
been one storm.
Come back for a special session as a supplemental?
That is something I may have to request. No decision's been made yet.
Do you have a sense of where you'll go?
If it was funding for illegal immigrants or a foreign country,
yes,
they'd be here. They'd be there immediately getting funding.
North Carolina go down. And
but because it's just dirty Americans, they don't care. He does this weak press conference, coughing the whole way through. He's got a cold.
You guys have traveled with me. You know, as an entourage, this can be disruptive.
He's not going because it might be disruptive.
Is that disruptive?
I don't have any idea.
On another issue,
yeah, I believe
on the other
that.
Side of the world in the Middle East, it's our understanding.
I'm going to stick with this.
What's that?
I'm going to stick with this subject, but go ahead.
The fact that Israel may be now launching a limited operation into Lebanon. Are you aware of that? Are you comfortable with their plans?
I'm more aware than you might know, and I'm comfortable with them stopping.
All right, let's just pull this down. So you've now got Matt Gaetz putting out this to Mayorkas. They're just lying about everything, folks. It's really, I mean, Joe Biden doesn't even know what's going on. He's got a cold, though. Dear Secretary Mayorkas, yesterday you stated that the Federal Emergency Management, which is a part of your department, does not have enough funds to make it through the hurricane season. This news comes after FEMA has spent hundreds of millions of taczpayer dollars on migrants due to border czar Kamala Harris's open border instead of prioritizing funding for American-impacted disasters. My office has been in contact with whistleblowers in numerous emergency management functions at the federal, state, and local levels. They all point to the same critical mismanagement issues. FEMA has wasted taxpayer funds, misappropriated funds, and left other federal, state, and local responders without deployment orders on the ground. Now, remember, that was multiple whistleblowers. They've gone to members of the press. They've now gone to members of Congress. They've gone to Elon Musk. So Biden says, oh, we're deploying all these people. Well, they got deployed, and then they're just sitting around. They're not actually being directed or allowed to help people. The only thing they're doing is if they see somebody else helping people, they tell them to stop. We have confirmed FEMA employees deployed on the clock, awaiting orders in hotels. So taking up hotels where victims need to go. FEMA pre-disaster aid was withheld, exacerbating the emergency. It is also public that NGOs have purchased airline tickets for migrants through the use of FEMA funds. That's right. That's why we don't have any money for Americans, because the non-citizens are a greater priority to this administration. They might vote Democrat in the next election after all. The aftermath of Hurricane Helene is a major disaster, and your waste and unpreparedness are leaving Americans in distress. Please provide answers to the following questions by October 11th. What policies and regulations of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA prevent emergency funds from being wasted on illegal immigrants, including what conditions are placed on grantees of the agency? And of FEMA's total budget for the fiscal year 2024, what portion of funds can be guaranteed to have been spent solely on American citizens, and what portions of funds was or may have been spent on non-citizens? And in fiscal year 2024, what portion of funds in the Disaster Relief Fund have been spent on non-disaster relief programs, such as providing services to illegal aliens or providing routine training to FEMA employees authorized out of general appropriations? So again, Matt Gaetz sends that to Mayorkas. Now, is Mayorkas going to offer a response by October 11th? Is he going to delay? Is he going to filibuster, essentially? Because a lot of this information is already public. And Mayorkas has even made public statements talking about all the aid for the illegal immigrants. So this stuff is on record. He can't deny it. Gates is just looking for an official number from FEMA for the congressional record. And then Mayorkas needs to be called for a hearing probably to follow up and answer these questions too. But this is the absolute state of your federal government. Money for illegals and money for non-citizens and money for foreign countries and war. No money for the American after a disaster. Now here's Karine Jean-Pierre. She's told a lot of lies. Karine Jean-Pierre, actually famous for lying. One of the most famous liars in the history of America, and maybe the number one liar of all time as press secretary. This, though, is maybe top 10, top 5. Listen to this lie today in clip 10.
Former President Trump is accusing the Biden administration of using FEMA funding to support undocumented migrants. How is the White House responding to that?
I mean, it's just categorically false. It is not true. It is a false statement. And look, the fact of the matter is, I think Washington Post fact checker did a piece, and the headline recently, just moments ago, not too long ago, and the headline was, "No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants, but Trump did."
Oh. I mean, what do you even say? What do you even say? The Biden administration has used no money for illegal immigrants, but Trump did, says a Washington Post fact checker, says Karine Jean-Pierre. Just unbelievable stuff. Just over and above, over the top, ridiculousness, lies, hatred, disdain for the American people. Tell you what, there's only one thing that might make you more irate than that. I mean, that's just unbelievable, man. That's just dropping trowel and just peeing right on your face, not even hiding it, and just saying, yeah, isn't this great? Spring water. Maybe this clip of Lindsey Graham as we go to break is probably the only thing that might tick you off more in clip 9.
You can thank Donald Trump and Elon Musk for that.
I've been going all over South Carolina like most people. I hadn't slept much. But look what's going on in Israel. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people that want to kill them, destroy them, a second Holocaust in the making. And Biden says, be proportional. What is the proportional response to people who want to kill you?
Are you kidding me, Lindsey Graham?
They're running out of ammunition.
You're a disgusting. You are a disgusting person. You are a traitor to this country. Well, I know the Hurricane Helene. Well, what about Israel? What about it? Screw you. Go to Israel.
For months, that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're shortly going to get out the phone number. Again, we want to hear from people on the ground in the hurricane disaster zone, friends or family, what you're hearing about, what the real story is, how you feel about the response or lack thereof, the prioritization of non-citizens, and now they say we don't have money for hurricane victims, and then Karine Jean-Pierre blaming it on Trump. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Trump is literally on the ground with supplies, and Biden is hacking his way through a press conference, and then they blame it on Trump. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But here's Glenn Beck talking about his FEMA whistleblowers and what he's been told. And he was on the ground, too, in clip eight.
I have to tell you, I have worse news for you than the $750.
Oh, boy.
Mm. I get a call last night, and I'm on my way to Asheville today.
Awesome.
And we're bringing out a plane load of stuff, and then we're just taking helos and just
awesome.
air dropping them in.
Yeah.
And
helos is a hip word for helicopters, I'm guessing. You're taking helos.
Sorry. No. Sorry. Okay. Yes.
Just trying to keep up.
Are you dumb?
I'm just trying to keep up. Sorry. No, I am. Yes.
Are you brain dead or?
According to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you got the helos.
Corey Mills is the one who got
Corey Mills, for, right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, congressman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they are, we have to have, like, people who have been in special forces to come with us because, gangs now are hijacking the trucks. The
they police. Should be shot on sight.
Yeah, they
absolutely.
Should be.
Should be.
The,
no,
anybody question.
Who yeah. is despicable enough
yeah.
to take advantage of this situation
yep.
should be shot on
yep.
sight.
People are being robbed. Even the police now are so overwhelmed that they're having a hard time.
Yeah.
So I get a phone call from somebody who's on the ground.
Is this our Blaze reporter?
No,
okay.
It's not anybody related to me, just somebody right. I know. He said, Glenn, there's a problem because FEMA now is coming in.
Right.
And I said, okay.
And they finally showed up at,
right.
you know, 80 hours or days later
right.
or whatever it
good.
Is.
Good. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Good. Welcome, FEMA. He said, except they're confiscating the food. And
wait,
I said,
what?
Excuse me?
What?
Four separate people, none of them will allow me to use their names because they're afraid of blowback from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will not be able to help anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Four people yesterday had government officials walk in to churches, to schools, whoever is distributing food. Okay, this is all privately
yeah.
collected food. And FEMA is walking in and saying, you can't distribute this food anymore. We're taking it, and we'll be distributing it. And they said, well, excuse me, this is private
yeah, no,
food.
You can't.
We know where this needs to be distributed better than you do. We're taking the food. If you would like FEMA to be in your community and help, you will give us the food.
Wow.
And they're threatening them in the way of...
Well, get out.
That's what I say.
Then get out.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Right. No, you're not getting
I mean,
food.
Yeah.
Well,
they're, all of them told me, Glenn, they're coming in force,
scary,
and
yeah,
we are
a,
and
yeah,
we are not screwing with the federal government.
Right.
I mean, that is,
jeez,
that's really bad. I'm going to talk to these people today in person.
They're not going to be able to hide this, folks.
I want to see.
They're not going to be able to lie to us and get away with it. We're going to open up the phone lines, and once again, we'll get stories from people in North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee affected by this, what you're hearing. We're not going to let them get away with this lie. They prioritize non-citizens over Americans that need help. They're not going to cover it up and lie about it.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
On the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is there any federal bureaucracy left that hasn't been completely exposed as corrupt in the last, I mean, I guess you could say 50 years. But I mean, really just hyper awareness right now over the corruption that we see from the FBI, the CIA, FEMA as well now, Secret Service. I mean, you name it. Am I missing any? I mean, the BOP. I mean, it's just, so I could look at the one angle and say, well, this is good. The corrupt federal government that's crushing the American people with its weight is finally being exposed. And so now the American people can maybe rally and come together to get this absolute monstrosity off of our backs, off of our necks, off of our children. But then the other side of it is, it's like, wow. I mean, they're so bold, they'll withhold funding for an emergency, they'll give billions of dollars to illegal aliens, border crossers, and then they'll get up there and they'll tell you it's not happening. But Trump did it. Or they'll sit here, you'll be in North Carolina, you'll be in South Carolina, you're in Georgia. You've seen that there's no response. You've seen that they're arresting people that are trying to get emergency aid if they encounter the government. You've seen with your own eyes. They're stopping the supplies from going out. They're confiscating supplies. And then they go up and make a press statement and they say, nope, none of that's going on. Yeah, that's demonic. But isn't that crazy? She sits there and she says, we didn't do that. Trump did that. Biden is laughing through his press conference today. You know, I should just say for the record, and it's partly my fault. I thought I sent the crew the press conference. I didn't. And so part of me wants to actually like go back there and choke them. But really, I should like my arm would actually come back and choke me because I didn't send them the press conference. But we played the press conference that was actually from earlier. It wasn't from today. And so they just said, hey, we can play today. So I was like, forget it. I allotted that time slot. So the press conference today was actually worse. The press conference today was actually worse. Joe Biden was laughing through the press conference. I'm not even kidding you. Laughing. He's laughing. Will he be at the beach this weekend? Depends on the weather, I suppose. Why does Karine Jean-Pierre, why does Joe Biden blame this on Donald Trump? Because now that's like their straw man. It's kind of like their little cliche about paying taxes. Say the wealthy should pay their fair share. I think actually Biden said that today in his press conference. Somebody said that today at a press conference. Either Biden, maybe it was Karine Jean-Pierre. But we need to make sure the wealthy are paying their fair share. Wealthy paying their fair share. What does that actually mean? The wealthy is paying their fair share. Does that mean they pay the same percentage as everybody else? Because actually they pay a higher percentage. Okay. The wealthy should pay their fair share. Does that mean that they pay more in actual dollar amount? Because they actually pay more in the actual dollar amount too. So what does that actually mean? Pay their fair share. No, it's this caste system, class warfare, where these bureaucrats, these politicians, this political scum, this hive of villainy in Washington, D.C., in the American media, put out these straw men. So you're like, gee, I work really hard. And somehow I'm still struggling and I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm making almost six figures a year. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm paying an awful lot in taxes. Gee, something seems wrong about this. And you click on the TV and it's the wealthy need to pay their fair share. The wealthy aren't paying the taxes. And then you hear that, you're uninformed, you're uneducated. You say, oh golly, gee, that's the problem. It's the rich people. That's why I'm getting screwed by my government. Oh, those rich people. And then they hate rich people. And then communists, like AOC, will sell a sweatshirt that says, eat the rich for $100. So you see, they divide us with these straw men. And they do the same thing with Trump. Why isn't FEMA helping the Americans that are victimized by Hurricane Helene? Why aren't they helping? And why are they prioritizing non-citizens? And so what does Karine Jean-Pierre say? It was Trump. Trump did that. So you see, these are the things that we should unite on. These are the things that would unite the American people if we understood. We're all getting screwed by our government. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you're all paying too much in taxes. And your tax dollars aren't even going to things that benefit you. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you make $100,000. Doesn't matter if you make $100. Doesn't matter if you make $100 million. The government is raping you with taxes. And then you get nothing from it. You get a dilapidated infrastructure. You get a falling apart airport. You get an education system that indoctrinates your children. You get a government that is weaponized against you. But they just say, it's the rich. It's the rich. And they do the same thing they do with Donald Trump today. This should rally the American people. This should bring the American people together. Hey, something is deeply disturbing when we've got unlimited money for foreign countries. Netanyahu comes to D.C., $9 billion last week. Zelensky comes to D.C., $2 billion last week. They just show up, cut the check. Now you've got God knows how many people suffering after this hurricane, and we don't have the money, but we might have $750 for you. I don't know. Fill out some paperwork. I'm stranded on my roof. You know, I'm a 90-year-old woman. I need medical care. Okay, well, fill out some paperwork, and we'll try to help you. Fill out paperwork? I'm on a damn roof. We should all be rallying. We should all be upset that that is going on. It shouldn't matter what political affiliation, what political leanings or policies you like. And so what is that? What do? They come around and they say, Donald Trump did that. Yeah. And then, boom, they divide us again. Just like that. Just like that. And the mainstream media admits they're all corrupt. There's a whole expose. I'm guessing there'll be more. O'Keefe Media Group released a 12-minute expose today. MSNBC producer admits the entire network's job right now is to get Kamala Harris elected. Okay. May play some of that for you. Or maybe we'll play some of Psycho Joe. He does not know how that dead intern got in his closet. Maybe we'll play you some of Psycho Joe talking about how they want to, bragging about how they'll count votes until Kamala wins after the election. Oh, yeah, this ballot was filed on November 6th. Well, let's count it anyway. It's a vote for Kamala. And then the total sheer projection saying Trump wants to put his political opposition in prison as they're literally trying to put him in prison, as they're putting all of his supporters in prison. They just put a grandma in prison, put me in prison. I mean, it just goes on and on. That's MSNBC. That's MSNBC. They can lie to you all day long. But then they just continue to pursue the shutdown of InfoWars, just continue to engage in the harassment of Alex Jones and myself. So that's what's going on. I said I would open the phone line, so I'm going to do that right now. We don't have any guests today, so I should have time for more calls. But specifically those either in the disaster zone or can report on what they've seen in the disaster zone, trying to help, what they're hearing about the help. You want to respond to the things Joe Biden has said. You want to respond to the things Karine Jean-Pierre has said. Pete Buttigieg just lying like, oh, nobody's getting involved in blocking the assistance. And it's just like report after report after report after report after report after report about how they're blocking the assistance. They won't even send out the National Guard. They're just sitting in hotels. So the number to call in, 877-789-2539. It is on the screen. Let's leave it up on the screen, guys. 877-789-2539. One more time. 877-789-2539. And you can see it on the screen. So we'll load up the caller board. We'll get through some calls. We'll put the number out again, put it on the screen. And but again, I just want to hear from people in the disaster zone or have been to the disaster zone or can give us information from the disaster zone, have tried to help, have heard about people trying to help. Let's keep it on that topic. Because, I mean, I'm just... And that's the thing. Yeah, I'm not impacted by this. I'm in Texas. What beautiful weather we've had here in Texas. Thank you, God. But, you know, God forbid something happened in Texas. Some disaster happens here, wipes out my neighborhood. I'm stranded on a roof. I know the government ain't coming to help me, but when 10,000 illegal immigrants come from all over the world across the southern border, they'll get everything that they need and more. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like, yeah, they're going to go after Alex Jones. They're coming for you. Yeah, they're going to go after Donald Trump. They're coming for you. Yeah, they're going to go after Owen Schroer. They're coming for you. Yeah, they're going to ignore the victims of Hurricane Helene. They're going to ignore any American that needs help. Because they got potential Democrat voters on the other side of that southern border that they can bring in. And then they launder all the money with all these NGOs and all these nonprofits, and they launder all the money. Oh, I'm in the temporary tent business now. Oh, I'm in the rental truck business now. Yeah. Oh, I'm in the hotel industry now. Oh, I've got all this unleased property in Springfield, Ohio. Oh, now all my property's leased. Now all my buses are rented. Now all my hotel rooms are booked up. Now all my temporary tents are set up and getting daily fees paid on. That's your loving government. That is your loving government. All right. We'll get our callers up and on the board here. So tomorrow, Elon Musk and Donald Trump are heading to Butler, Pennsylvania. And the list here of special guests is, it's a huge list. It's so long here, I'm not even going to bother trying to play all of it for you. But Donald Trump set to speak sometime in the early evening. Musk will probably speak sometime right before him as well. But, I mean, we have tons of police officers, sheriffs, first responders, congressmen, veterans. Vance will be there. Musk will be there. Trump's family will be there. This list is just pages long here. So Scott Lebeda will be there. I wonder if he'll do another one of his beautiful art reveals. That guy's incredible. Lee Greenwood will be there. He'll probably do a live performance. The family of the victims of the first shooting will be there. Maybe Secret Service will show up, too. If we're lucky, maybe Secret Service can show up and do their job. So we're going to have live coverage tomorrow. The crew's going to be here again. And we'll have special guests, and we'll be live tomorrow covering the Trump rally. He goes back to Butler, Pennsylvania, since the deep state assassination attempt on July 13th. Or the deep state stand down, or however you want to put it. So we'll have live coverage tomorrow. Now remember, if you're an InfoWars fan out there, what we're doing now at thealexjonesstore.com is pretty exciting. And there's some t-shirts there that you're definitely going to love. And there's some new t-shirts now. And there's some Halloween-themed t-shirts now. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but I couldn't fit my head up my ass. We got that, and we put it on a t-shirt. That's at the real Alex Jones, or thealexjonesstore.com. And then we brought back some of the classic t-shirts that were some of the first t-shirts that were used to fund and create and build InfoWars. And then we've got new fundraising t-shirts as well that you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. And with every purchase, we still have the raffle for the monster truck. Every purchase, you get raffle entries for the monster truck raffle. So that's what's going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. This is Psycho Joe, and then I'm going to the phone lines. Well, here's the headlines, and I'll play Psycho Joe. Republicans target mail ballots that arrive after Election Day. Oh, Republicans don't want to count ballots that don't even get there by Election Day or are dated after Election Day. And that angers NPR, and the Democrats are suing. U.S. judge dismisses Republican challenge over counting of post-Election Day mail ballots in Nevada. So it's literally from after the election, and now they want to count them. Democrats sue over Georgia requirement that ballots be counted by hand. So what more do you need to know here, folks? The Democrats want you to count ballots that are completely illegitimate. They are marked, postmarked after Election Day. After Election Day. And the Democrats are in courts right now saying you have to count those. The Democrats are in courts in Georgia saying, no, we don't want hand-counted ballots. The Democrats are in Pennsylvania saying we don't want voter signature review. They know their only play here is to steal. Lie, cheat, and steal. The Democrats are fighting in courts for no voter ID. The Democrats in California signed a bill that banned voter ID. So here's Psycho Joe. Doesn't know where the dead intern in his closet came from. Talking about how, yeah, Kamala's going to win with the votes because they're going to be after the election. Clip three.
The question is, though, for them, do you want votes to be counted 4 or 5 days after the election, or do you want to win on election night?
Unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, they're going to be counted a couple days after election, no matter what.
Or at Arizona and Nevada. But if they want this thing over on election night, they are going to have to do better with older white men and with Hispanics. Those are the two.
So do you want to win on election night or do you want to win after election night? I mean, oh, actually, hey, there was a football game last night. It was a Thursday night football game, and the Atlanta Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But, hey, just because the game is over and the clock has run out, I think the Bucs should be allowed to score again, right? I think the Bucs, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though the game's over and the clock has zero on it, the Buccaneers should be allowed to score more touchdowns to win the game. Like, hey, I mean, do you want to score more than the other team while there's still time on the clock, or do you want to win the game when the game's over? I mean, it's like, do they even hear themselves talk? Or are they just that gone? Do they just think their audience is that gullible, that brainwashed, that addicted to Democrat Party propaganda? I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, look at the fights the we're protecting democracy. They're protecting democracy. They want illegal immigrants to vote. They don't want voter ID. They want to count votes that came after the election. I mean, what? They don't want hand counting. They don't want to clear the voter rolls of ineligible voters. And that's because they're protecting democracy. Don't you get it? I mean, who believes this crap anymore? But that's how desperate they are. Yeah. Trump will win all 50 states. Trump will win all 50 states, but they're going to keep counting votes until July. Maybe July. They'll keep counting votes until July 2025, until Kamala has enough to win. It'll be Christmas Eve. And Psycho Joe will go on air. You know, Kamala, it's not over yet. We really need more votes. So why don't you get out there, vote for Kamala, and if we can get enough people to go vote on this Christmas break, then maybe we can win this election finally. We've overturned a few of the states. We need a couple more. And then Kamala can win. It's like you're an inch away from just fully like, yeah, we don't even care. We're just going to brag about cheating. It's like, what are we hiding? Everybody knows we're cheaters anyway. Everybody knows we're liars and cheaters and thieves anyway. So why? What are we hiding for? Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're a Democrat poll watcher, if you're a Democrat tabulator in Atlanta, I want you quadruple counting ballots so that we can get that victory for Kamala Harris, just like you did in 2020 for Biden. Same in Philadelphia. Why? Just go on in and say it. Everybody knows it. You might as well say it. You might as well just publicly encourage it and do it, and then the Democrat lawyers will go to court to defend you. It's crazy. All right. When we come back from this break, we're taking calls on the hurricane. We've got some people that are in the disaster zones that have been victims of this. We're going to hear from them. And then others that want to comment on that as well. But I'm going to prioritize the people that are actually in the disaster zone first. But let's do this as we go to break. It's MSNBC Psycho Joe one more time. It's Trump that's going to throw his opposition in jail. In fact, it's even Joe. They're going to throw him in jail. Clip five or four.
They have promised, Jonathan, that this next term, the Trump second term, they will have people there who will execute every one of Trump's orders and demands. And they have promised that they, well, you know, Bannon and Cash Patel just looked at the camera and said they were coming after us. Yep. They have promised we will not miss next time. Right. We will find our targets and we will throw them in jail.
And that includes Morning Joe. And you're right, this time
and around, that includes Morning Joe. I mean, these people are so insane. How many people that worked with Trump have been put in jail? A dozen? More? Me? I don't know, but maybe they belong in jail. Maybe that's what they're projecting, that they're the ones that actually belong in jail.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down.
And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to the phone lines now, discussing the hurricane, the lack of response, what you think about Biden's comments, Free and Jean-Pierre's comments, FEMA saying, oh, no, we don't fund illegal immigrants, but Donald Trump did. Just all the insanity. So we got people that are in the disaster zones. We got other people that want to comment, but I'm going to prioritize the people that are actually in the disaster zones, or if you've been trying to help. You know, the people that are trying to help, though, are probably busy. But I will tell you, and it was confirmed to me, the FEMA whistleblowers that are basically just being holed up in hotels, being held off from going to help, they're listening to this show. And they're trying to put pressure on the federal government to release them to start helping people, and it's just like this standoff and this waiting game that they're playing. Now, there's going to be a lot more that develops on this situation in the coming days, as some whistleblowers, I think, are going to go public. But now they're reaching out to members of Congress. Other independent journalists are getting this information as well. Some will probably eventually get in touch with Elon Musk. But I want to go to the phone lines now to discuss all of it. So let's start with Heath in Georgia. Heath, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you again. You know, I really want to start by saying, just speaking to everybody listening right now who has never purchased a product or donated or, you know, just listens. And I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm just as broke as anybody. And my home and my truck just got, you know, messed up in the storm. But I made it out a lot better than a lot of people did. But I'm still planning on buying another shirt from the alexjonesstore.com, baby, before the sale ends. And I've been manifesting that new truck in my life, so I need it now more than I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need to drop it and drop it in the disaster zone, probably be more help in FEMA.
Seriously. No, if I can't say on air what I'd like to do to a FEMA agent if I saw one in my town. But, you know, with that being said, I mean, I smell an ass whooping a foot because, I mean, with all due respect, this ain't Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? And
I don't know. Wait, say that again?
I mean, just the callers from Alex's show yesterday and everybody there on the ground reporting the lack of response. Everybody just seems tired of it between this and Maui and things like that. You know, people were talking yesterday about being at a tipping point with James O'Keefe, and it's just, you know, an exciting time to be alive, really.
Well, look, you know, it's a sensitive subject. It's a very sensitive subject, but you can only hold a person underwater for so long before the fight or flight response kicks in. And so, you know, I'll just leave it at that. I'm not a violent person. I've never called for violence. Wouldn't call for violence. You know, my message, I think, resonates when I'm here on the show. But then I think the impact, I think the value is proven when they come and they lock me up and throw me in prison. So it's like, that's my fight. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm a military man or, you know, somebody that runs into a combat zone or even a first responder. I'm not that. I didn't sign up for the military. Better men in my family before me have. So I'm not going to pretend I'm something I'm not. But this situation of Americans being at a breaking point, we want to save this country peacefully. And it's not really a situation like the stolen election of 2020 when you have political activists that show up in D.C. to execute their First Amendment right. It's now you have people that it's just blatant. It's just blatant that the federal government puts illegal criminal border crossers above the American people, that the federal government puts foreign countries' wars over the needs of American people. And now they're living paycheck to paycheck. They're struggling, and now they're just trying to survive a hurricane, and they can't get any help. So, yeah, you can only hold a person underwater so long before the fight or flight instincts kick in, and you feel like America, as a country, they've been keeping us underwater. They're trying to drown us. And it's like, all right, we need some air here or we're dead. So, you know, let's try to elect Trump. Maybe we can get some air.
I couldn't agree more. But, yeah, this Valdosta is usually a huge staging area for these power companies. There's usually hundreds of trucks in the area before any of these big storms. And this year, just recently, there was maybe a few dozen in my area. Worked for Georgia Power, and she assured me that they would, you know, be in the more heavily affected areas. But now, based on, I appreciate you for what you're doing, because I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that I've learned more about the storm from watching y'all's broadcast than anything else. And it's
this is all I have, Heath. I'm banned from traveling. I got a federal travel ban, you know, so I can't pick up and go help people. I can get information from whistleblowers, but I don't really. If somebody comes, I'm going public. I don't really. I'm not the kind of person. I mean, I'll take inside information. I'll take whistleblower information. People send me information, but I'm the kind of guy. I put everything on this show. That's just what I do. That's what I have. I bring on people that know things. I open up the phone lines, but it's true. And it's not me. Again, I'm not there. I can open up the phone lines, and my audience that are in these areas will inform people about what's going on in the disaster zone more than the entire media landscape combined. You heard from the one guy who's there in the disaster zone. There is no media. They're not there. They don't give a damn. You can't even find any federal assistance. It's not even there. They're hanging out in hotels.
Well, I mean, I guess it's either government employees or illegal immigrants. I mean, I'd love to be a hotel owner right about now.
You ain't kidding. Yeah, your economy may be struggling, but if you got one of these illegal immigrant deals, you're making bank, baby. All right, Heath, thank you for that call. Let's go to AJ in Tennessee. AJ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to start out by saying I'm really glad I've been taking the X2 because depending on, you know, what region you live in or what you live near, as I want to say, there may be things that could happen at those facilities and places. And if it does get in the water, then if you've been taking your X2, it's going to help you. So luckily I've been taking my X2 and I was protected in that manner, you know, because you never know what's in the water. These chemical factories and things around. And but yeah, I just wanted to plug the X2. It's great. I've been taking it for years. Brain Forest is great. I take the sublingual. That's what I prefer. I've had 3 brain aneurysms. I was robbed. And all my brain trauma and stuff healed up and everything. But the Brain Forest, if I don't take it, I can definitely tell, you know. So, but yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Sorry. I just came out of the gate talking.
You did well. No, you were killing it. Go ahead. Infowarsstore.com, yeah. The products he's talking about. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And the colloidal silver, I had a spot in my mouth, a little like knot in my mouth. I put it on there and woke up. It was gone. I'm not saying that it's healing anything or anything. We're not saying that. I'm just saying it's good on the outside of your skin also. These are things that, you know, when this stuff happens, if you've got it on deck like I do, and I have, storable food, things like that, you have to have it.
Well, let me just tell you, because you're just telling the truth about this stuff. If you go to Dr. Jones Naturals, and I'm pretty sure we still have this in stock, but I'm telling you, I've never had anything, because I used to get cuts and abrasions and all kinds of things growing up playing sports, you know, whatever, you slide, you play baseball. Yeah. It's sold out. Well, I was going to plug this product. It's sold out, unfortunately. I mean, the stuff is just incredible, but it's really the colloidal silver that's in there mixed with the iodine. So really, you can kind of just do it yourself. I mean, I don't know. You could probably just do a makeshift thing with just X2 and then colloidal silver, but we won't talk about that. Unfortunately, the product sold out, but it really works, AJ, so I thank you for that. Go ahead.
So the thing I was really wanting to talk about was, I noticed Greg Reese put a report out about it and stuff too, but they did find lithium in certain areas of Western North Carolina, and I think there may even be some in Eastern Tennessee is all I'm saying. And there's just a lot of like record weather and things like with that hurricane, you know, I mean, it's never happened like that. It's like almost unprecedented. And I know a lot of people that were extremely affected by this. Their homes are washed away completely. Like it's like literally like a tsunami. I mean, I've seen videos and stuff, and I'm going, I live about an hour and a half from the area now. I live in the Smoky Mountains, but I'm from the Tri-Cities, and that area got hit really hard too. Elizabeth and Hampton. I've got family up in these areas and stuff, but so if you can't get people off the land and they don't want to sell stubborn hillbillies like we are, what do? You do like you did in Hawaii. Start a fire. You let your infrastructure collapse, or you don't fix your dams and let them bust. Or there's ways to get people off the land, whether they want to go or not, is all I'm saying. And but
let's pray for all these people in Appalachia. Asheville's so bad. I heard they're finding bodies in trees. I've seen a video of a coffin washed up off of Nolichucky Bank. It's washed out graveyards, and just there's a lot of funky stuff out that way. And I just want to pray for everybody. But actually, I know a woman who is up there doing relief stuff. I've watched her been watching her on social media and stuff, and I know her. She lives in Asheville. That's a really bad impacted area. But she's actually got a cash app, and she was actually requesting donations and stuff. So she's just doing runs on her own. But I did hear rumors that FEMA is going into churches and stuff also. And I heard, on you guys were talking about earlier, FEMA's coming in and just taking the food. But
multiple sources have reported that now. I mean, Elon Musk is reporting that with whistleblowers. Laura Loomer has whistleblowers reaching out to her saying the same thing. We've had people that are on the scene trying to aid in the recovery. We played them on the show. They're saying the same things.
Yeah. But, her name is Jess Brightson, and she's out there. Like I said, I've been watching her do runs all day, dropping off water, dropping off food. She's in Asheville, and Asheville's very hard to get in and out of. But her cash app is J Brightson. So J-B-R-I-G-H-T-S-E-N. And she was asking for donations so she can keep doing these runs and stuff. But we just want to remember all those people that are missing. They're saying there's way more bodies out there and people missing. I watched one video, a lady saying the bodies were stinking. You could smell them in Asheville. Like I said, I saw with my own two eyes a coffin washed up on the bank. So, I mean, God knows what's washed up out of these chemical factories, these places. I'm glad I had a water filter too. I'm drinking clean, fresh water because I got me a good water filter from you guys. And
we do have water filters in stock. We do have emergency food in stock as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Something you don't ever expect or don't ever want to need, and yet you'd rather have it when you need it than not have it. And so good for you, AJ. So I appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I appreciate you calling in. And it's just that's the story here, folks. All we really hear about with disaster relief efforts are from citizen volunteers. And then you hear the stories of these citizen volunteers, and some of them are getting arrested. They're being told to stop their efforts by the federal government. And then it's like you really don't even know what's going on in these zones. Most of these people that are trying to fly in and give relief, they're not going in there to film. They're not journalists. So they're flying in, they're rescuing people, they're flying out. They're flying in, they're delivering goods, they're flying out. It's not like people are going through the disaster and looking for some of this footage. You've had some of that. The Starlink connections have had to be delivered by boots on the ground because the federal government won't let them fly. Again, Musk has completely confirmed that. He's shown his communications. So they've had to send people in cars. Nick Sordor was one of those people. He was on the broadcast with Alex Jones just a couple days ago. They have to go on the ground in these disaster zones and make their way through all the rubble and debris, find ways across just completely destroyed bridges to deliver the Starlink connectors because the federal government won't do it and won't let them fly in. It's just crazy. And then they're going to come in. It's just so un-American for a government. I mean, the inherent evil of government. You're trying to go in and help people, and the government says no. Let's go to Kayla in Tennessee. Kayla, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, we have you.
All right. Yes, I'm from East Tennessee in the mountains here, right off the river that caused the most devastation through here, the Nolichucky River. And I've grew up in this area all my life. I actually grew up in Jonesboro, the oldest town in Tennessee. But, yeah, it's horrible, the devastation here. Like a bomb, a tornado, a hurricane went off all in one shot. And we're not supposed to get flooding like that here, And we have a lot of communities down there on the river. That's a big part of our economy here, especially during the fall. Obviously, it's harvest time for a lot of people coming up. So We have one farm that's always been a big fixture in our community, Fender's Farm, down in Lamar off of the river. It's usually a big thing in our community every year for our economy and everything. We have the Apple Festival in Unicoi County in Irwin. All these, they rely on the fall, you know. Our economy is going to be shattered around here. Not to mention we can't even get through to North Carolina. I don't know if you have heard a date on the road being fixed, but the major interstate.
Well, they're saying is they they really don't know right now. They're not even, I don't even know if they're trying to assess the damage. So really it's just a complete lack of understanding how bad things are, but what people are saying, what I'm hearing is it's probably going to be at least till next year till they really get the roads flowing to an operable point again, is what they're thinking is going to be January. But again, there is no effort from the federal government. There's no effort to try to even figure out what needs to be done, who needs to be helped, when things can get up and running again. I mean, they've just turned out the lights is what they've done. They've just turned out the lights and said good luck.
Yes, and I-40, I'm here in like September 2025, so that's like a whole year. And then 26, I-26, that runs north to south. So that one, March, I think they're saying 2025, but...
Oh, I'm sure Pete Buttigieg will get on it. No, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, I'm sure he'll figure it out. He'll put on a hard hat and he'll do something.
One major story around here is 5 minutes from where I live. There was a company, I'll put this out here. I don't know if anyone's reported on it yet. Impact Plastics is a company. It's in Irwin. The morning of the flood, they forced their employees to stay there and work. All the employees are coming out like the next day talking about it. Finally, the CEO president of Impact Plastics released a statement and said he said for everyone to leave 45 minutes earlier. But he's the only one saying that. All the employees that were left there, I think most of them died. Like there was 6 people that died from that building. It's on our local news and stuff, WJHL specifically. You could pull up the article, and yeah, the employees were made to stay and work.
Well, I haven't heard about that. I've heard about some other things that aren't as detailed as that, where it was similar to the wildfires, where basically they were coming in and shutting down roads and telling people not to evacuate. And of course, the people that disobeyed the government orders not to evacuate are the ones that lived. The people that obeyed the government and didn't evacuate, those are the people that died and burned up. And so I've heard similar things from this flooding, but it hasn't been in detail. And so maybe that was just, maybe it was personal business things or something like that. But I've heard similar stories, just not the specifics. Kayla, thank you for the call. Let's go to Herbie in South Carolina. Herbie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my name's Herbie. I'm from Pickens, South Carolina. When the storm hit, it was about 6:40 when my power went out, and my little carbon monoxide buzzer to the right of me started beeping, so I said, man. And I heard the wind, and I went outside to try and start my generator. I'd already prepped it the day before, and it wouldn't start. I had mud in one of the lines. I guess a dirt dauber got in there, but I was clearing it, and I went back in, and my girlfriend came up, and she said, is that smoke? Something's burning, and I thought maybe my generator caught fire. Well, apparently this huge tree had fallen on top of my neighbor's shed. It was massive, a big poplar, and it crushed the shed down, and it popped the gas tank in the mower. And apparently the battery had touched a little piece of metal on the mower because it started to arc, so it lit his shed off. So, like, flames were going everywhere, and there was smoke going on outside. And I walked outside, and I thought it was going to catch my house on fire because of the proximity. And I didn't realize how devastating it was until I looked back behind me, and I saw these huge trees falling out behind my house, and the wind was just tearing it. And I was like, wow. So I called 911. They told me, they said the devastation is so bad, we're not going to be able to get any units out for the fire. I said, well, you have to do something. I said, this is going to catch my house on fire too. Well, about that time, somebody managed to get through. Somebody had been down there working. Somebody cut through a field or something. They got the fire truck in, and they managed to control the fire. They couldn't put it out. It was so intense, but it burned up everything. It destroyed his lawnmower, his weed eaters, his chainsaw. And what was worse is the shed was brand new. He just paid $7,500 for the shed. He managed to talk to insurance, and they said they would probably end up covering it for him in the long run. And I told him, I said, you're lucky if you're going to get coverage. It crushed his trailer. And then I went back in, and after I finally got the generator started, I'm pretty handy, but the generator started running, and I went back in. When I got the power, there were some cords running and everything, because my house isn't set up like that. You know, I just had some power cords, and I managed to get my phone on. And so far, power is still out where I'm at. It's been 7 days, and they say that it's supposed to come on tonight around 11:45, but I really doubt that. I've seen no trucks back in my area. I think they're all up in Asheville, but Asheville got hit really bad, I know, and I keep hearing everybody say that Asheville is this Republican district. Every time I've been up there, I always see the pride flags.
And I don't know who's telling you that. No, Asheville's probably the second bluest area behind Charlotte.
Yeah, it's filled with pride flags, and I got to where I won't even go. Like, I don't even want to be there because of the people that I've run into. And there's nice people there. Don't get me wrong.
Just to kind of highlight what you're talking about, and I guess we'll see if your power goes on tonight. That's the big thing right now, where even if you've maybe survived the floods or the storm itself, now you're still without power, and that's the situation a lot of people find themselves in. There's no access. There's no way for these companies, just like the fire trucks were telling you, that they can't get access. That was before most of the damage. They can't get access to fix the power. They can't bring in the crews to fix the power. And that's why there should be a military operation going on. That's why there should be hundreds of helicopters in the air 24/7 running emergency operations trying to get power. And, you know, we had a situation here in Austin a few years back where people without power for weeks when we had that freak ice storm. I mean, that's what really can devastate people that aren't prepared. And luckily you were. But my guess is that's their problem, is they just cannot get the crews because they can't get the supplies they need to the scene wherever your power outages are, because the roads are still clogged up. There's no operations going on. I mean, are you seeing or hearing any operations going on?
Yeah, I saw an operation, all right. Some looters came through my neighborhood.
Oh.
I was out there about 3 a.m. on the second day trying to put gas in that generator. It had just run out. And I had gas. I drove down halfway to Greenville to get gas at a Spink station. I know you don't have them there in Texas. It's a really good station. They serve, like, food and stuff they cook. But I made it there. There was, like, 500 cars. A dude tried to, like, steal my gas. I prepaid. The dude tried to get my gas while I was coming out of the store, and he backed off because he saw that I opened carry. I love that my governor did constitutional carry, by the way. But regardless, that night I was filling it up with this 93 octane. I managed to get 3 pounds.
I'm up against a break here, Herbie.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, I just want to let Herbie finish up here. He was cut off by the break talking about the looters in South Carolina. He's not seeing any FEMA operations. He's not seeing any government rescue operations. He's just seeing the looters. Who knows? Maybe the government brought them in. So, Herbie, I just want to let you finish your statement.
All right, so I was putting the 3 gallons of 93 octane in the generator that I managed to scavenge on, like, the second or third. I can't remember. It's been hell. Anyways, this truck pulls up down at the road below where I live. And they stopped. I thought maybe it was somebody trying to work with the power. And I heard a door shut, and this guy gets out. And he says, there may be gas there. And this other dude says, I don't think anyone sees me. And then they proceed to start walking into the woods towards my house. And it was at that moment I said, I'm armed, and I hear you. And they didn't say anything. All I heard was the truck door shut, and they started it up and left. Since then, the only thing I've seen as far as FEMA, perhaps, I don't know, they go over in the air. I've seen helicopters fly over. There's a lot of people here that have power back on in my town. They had a lot of it back on by day 3 or 4. They turned on the bigger stores, like box stores and gas stations and stuff like that. The general public, though, I guess they tried to move their efforts to turn power and utilities back on, back up towards Asheville and Brevard and all that. And I know Starlink was really handy during this. I had actually ordered a Starlink system and hooked it up on my sister's house right before this happened, and they got hit horrible too. But once power was there, we were able to use the Starlink to connect with the first couple of days. And it was nice. We'd already subscribed. We didn't have to use the free subscription that Elon Musk so kindly has provided to the area here. But it worked really good. And the internet was a lot faster than actually what I have available in my area.
Well, and that just tells the story. And thank you for the call. Elon Musk and Donald Trump have done more probably than the federal government, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden combined, as far as the disaster relief efforts are concerned. That's what it looks like from my perspective, at least. By the way, let's just roll a bit of the Glenn Beck with Corey Mills. They went to find the FEMA rescue center, and what they found was not very impressive. Guys, go ahead.
Well, they have to move.
Well, they're moving chairs.
FEMA truck. Okay.
This is the first one you've seen, right?
In Asheville.
Hey guys, good. How are you?
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm Glenn, and Glenn, this is Congressman
Mills. Congressman Mills, how you doing?
We're just wondering what you guys are up to.
So they brought this in today, which gives us connectivity, connectivity, so we can do a lot more than we've been doing.
Okay.
Because all of our equipment works now.
So they're registering. They're telling them over there, we're over here. I think tomorrow they're moving us over there somewhere more, but not exactly.
And what are you doing?
Actually registering people for FEMA assistance.
Okay, so this is the check thing?
Getting them in the system. Okay. Not just a check thing, but housing, checking generator.
Okay.
Housing.
Yeah, good. Good.
But we're basically getting them in the system. And you guys got here today? We've been here for 2 days. We got here yesterday. Yesterday we didn't have any connectivity, so we took 2,800 people, as near as we could count, coming through the food distribution line and through the gas station and handed them all some flyers. We didn't have flyers to hand them. Our flyers weren't here, but they could take pictures of our flyer, which told them they could go online, they could make a phone call, use your app to go online, just to get them in the system. Also telling them they're going to be here eventually. There'll be a DRC located nearby at Disaster Recovery Center, and they go there for help. But the app is great. The app, they can go on, they can upload documents through the app, so they don't need us.
Can I ask you a question? And nonstop. One of the biggest problems, though, is that most people don't have the ability, one, to even get on their phones to verify what is going on. How does people even know that this location exists?
So that would be the news media's job to tell everyone.
But they don't have help.
Yeah, they can come here or they can get the app. They can't get internet and they can't travel. What a joke. It's just, I mean, these people don't know any better.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
One little FEMA area gets set up. And if you can get there, you can hear about it. If you have any idea about it, then, maybe they can help you get the paperwork and get you a check. But if you have no power or no connection and can't get... that's the media's job. What the hell is that? That's the media's job? So that's my job to tell you where FEMA is. Okay, so... Glenn Beck's team literally had to drive around to find the center. There was no public. Where's the PR? Where Biden isn't telling you. Harris isn't telling you. Pete Buttigieg, what is he doing? Sure, FEMA, give us the opportunity to help the American people. Tell us where you're at so we don't have to go searching like it's a mystery hunt or something, an Easter egg hunt. Ooh, it's, FEMA hide and seek. Come find us. Okay, how do people find out you're here? Well, you get on the internet or you watch the news. They don't have power. And again, look, these FEMA people, they're just basically just, bureaucrats and whatever, government employees. So they get there a week late. There's no way to even know they're there. And they just set up. But if you, the private citizen, you want to go in with a helicopter or something to try to rescue people or go in and deliver water or food, they're going to shut you down. But, man, that's a cool vest you got on, man. That's a really cool FEMA vest and shirt. And, wow, You're an official government employee. Sweet, dude. Got your nice little $500,000 truck there, probably. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Again, I want to take calls that are in the disaster area to hear your stories, what you're seeing, what you're hearing. The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. If you're in the disaster area, tell us what you're seeing. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, great show again. I have a ray of hope for everybody. The hurricane victims, I was in Hurricane Wilma in Florida and Key West. Okay, have you guys pull up North Carolina criminal law. Private citizens initiating criminal charges. Most state constitutions, we don't have to impeach them. We don't have to expel them. We can file criminal charges. If we all go down, file criminal charges against our politicians and political people and all the supporters of the illegal migrants, we'll clog the justice system and they'll get scared, I hope. But let me read you this, okay? Private citizens initiating criminal charges. From time to time, I have been asked, well, this is a law professor at the University of North Carolina, about private citizens initiating criminal charges by approaching a magistrate. You know what a magistrate is? A magistrate is an independent judicial officer recognized by North Carolina constitutional, all right? Let's go down here. Arrest warrant statute GS15A-304 requires only a magistrate be supplied with sufficient information supported by oath or affirmation to find probable cause. The statute doesn't limit the source of information to law officers. So you don't need a officer's document. You can go down. If everybody goes down, files charges, we can put these people away. Tennessee has that. South Carolina has that. Georgia has that, and Texas. Maybe it will help Alex. But if we all file criminal charges against the federal law in D.C. doesn't allow civilians to file. You have to go through a prosecutor. In the constitutions of states, you don't have to. You just need a magistrate. So we need to get them. Attack me. Go down Monday morning and everybody file criminal charges against your political people, because their job is to secure your constitutional rights, and they're ignoring you. They're tyrannical. They're criminal. They're supporting non-American citizens. Do that to all the people who last time in the voting registration file criminal charges against them.
Well, look, you wonder, and other callers call in with similar stuff, and there's a bunch of legal wonks that call in and they say similar things, and you know that's one maybe peaceful legal way to do it. I don't know how realistic it is as far as, you know, weighing the options of how to solve this country. It's not that I'm discounting what you're saying. It's just I have people that call in with stuff like that all the time and, you know, all these other legal options and stuff. And it's just, you know, I don't know. I've never seen it manifest in anything before. Sure, maybe it could. Maybe somebody could spearhead a movement like that. Maybe it could work. I'd like to just start electing leadership that we can do this at the easiest path of least resistance, with just getting rid of all the bureaucracy, getting rid of this gigantic government, and just having policies that get it out of the way, and then we just don't have to worry about going after all these corrupt politicians with all these different means and methods that are cooked into the system that you know. I mean, I don't even know. Look, I've been through the legal process, and I mean, you know.
Please.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call. Let's go to Elizabeth in South Carolina. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I was calling in. I live in South Carolina. We just got our power back on yesterday. Kind of what the other caller was saying. We had some problems with our power company. That it was reported that the power was on when it wasn't, so they weren't sending crews out. So I don't know if that might help anybody that's still affected out there. I also wanted to see if it was okay if I shared a message from a group here in South Carolina to any info warriors in South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina that's interested in going up there to help.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me read it real quick. It says that we're going to be going up there on the 11th. There's a group coming out of Charleston. We'll be staying to help in any way we can. If you're interested in joining this mission, you must know it's very similar to a war zone and that there's devastation, death, and bodies present. No amenities, power, water, food, et cetera. You're required to bring your own camping gear, extra fuel for lack of availability. And they're recommending bringing self-defense protection for looters, robbers. This is a group of veterans and local, you know, previous military that is going up there to help. And they will not be told no to get the supplies and to these people that need it. So
well, let me just say this, too, because, again, this is not I'm not judging. I'm not angry. I'm just saying we live and we learn. And that's why Glenn Beck has a crew up there and they're filming. If you're going to go up there, and Elizabeth, I'm going to let you finish and continue to put out your call here and you can give more details. If people listening to this in the area want to go help. You need to be filming this because, I'm not mad. People are out there trying to help people. They're not thinking about putting a camera on. They're not thinking about putting a body cam on or, you know, filming or taking up a hand or two. They're thinking about, I'm going to use my hands to help people, not film because I think the government's going to come in here and shut me down or threaten me with arrest. But it's gotten to that point now. So I would just suggest finding a way to film these things. And look, you can either hold your camera and get a really good shot, or if you're, you know, trying to carry materials or you got your hands full or whatever you're doing, anything else, you just want to put it in your pocket or I don't know. But as you said, Elizabeth, you're going to take a group there. You're not going to be stopped. Well, you better have somebody filming it because that's going to be your greatest protection because we're hearing they are arresting people that refuse to stand down. So I just wanted to put that out there, but go ahead and finish up.
Absolutely. And it's mind-blowing to me, just the entire response to this, the fact that, you know, they're going in there and shutting the airspace down for the few private citizens who do have planes who are going in there to help. I grew up in North Carolina. These are good people. They didn't have much to begin with, and now they're devastated. And the fact that we have to watch our own government tell us that we can't help our fellow citizens is just astounding, you know, and watching them spend all this money. I just saw a report that Pete Buttigieg announced $2 million for South Carolina. Well, thanks, but you just sent $8 billion to Ukraine and however many to all these other countries, and all South Carolina can get is $2 million. I mean, and I almost am at a loss for words, but yes, you're right. To keep it safe and all of above, you know, we'll try and videotape as much as we can. But these people really need help. And at this point, I just think that it's on us as citizens to help our fellow citizens. And I just refuse to be told no. I mean, at one point in time, we're going to have to realize that they're not here to help us, and we have to help each other.
Well, see, that's the breaking point right there. And we've heard multiple testimonies, whistleblower testimony, relief effort testimony. There have been some people on the ground that have tried to avoid the government to be effective in their relief strategies. We've had Tim Kennedy go on air and do interviews talking about it. And again, I'm the media guy, okay? I'm the guy that goes to these things and films everything. That's my mindset. That's my approach. I've been to so many things now where you realize you kind of just have to be filming at all times because you never know when something's going to break out. So I'm not sitting here saying, geez, why weren't you people filming? I get it. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying if we capture that moment on film, that's the breaking point right there. If people actually see it, somebody, a private citizen, whatever it is, trying to fly a helicopter, deliver relief materials, whatever it is, and they capture that on film, a government agent, whatever form, whatever fashion, threatening to arrest them, threatening to shut them down, confiscating their goods, that's the breaking point. That's like, I mean, we're no longer talking about hearsay, eyewitness. We're talking about you can sit there and watch this evil. And so that goes above and beyond anything. And so it's like we're kind of, it's like everything is building up to that. It's like everything, all the fireworks have been laid out and all the wicks have been tied together. The $8 billion for Ukraine, the $3 billion for Israel, but, you know, you, a victim, maybe get $750 if you're, you know, if you can find a way not to drown when you get off your roof. But then it's like, Americans trying to help Americans, and the federal government comes in and shuts them down and threatens them with arrest, that's like, that changes everything. That's like that will pivot the entire perspective on this whole issue from the same people talking about it to now everybody can sit there and see it, and there is no denying how evil it is. There is no denying how they hate us. Our government hates us. They'd rather you die. They'd rather you starve. And if you dare go out and try to help your fellow American, they're going to stop you. But please, go help one of these NGOs bring in all the illegal immigrants and clothe and feed and put them in houses. You'll be given an award and a promotion. But if you dare help an American that's struggling, you're going to get threatened with arrest. So that would be – so, Elizabeth, just one more time. If there are people in that area – you're saying you're trying to take a group up to Asheville to help. So just again, where can people help out, or what information can you give them?
If you follow me on Twitter, I've already shared a screenshot of some of the information, and I'll be updating it as I get it in. I'm Moonfish on Twitter. It's MoonFish, and I'll be sharing all the information from there. And you're right. To get one of those moments captured, it would be the video shot heard around the world. So
I mean, look, you said Moone Fish?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can find that and put it on the screen. Well, and look, I would just say this, and there it is right there. I would just say this, and again, this is my perspective, and it's a little devious in and of itself, I'll be honest. I would almost be going out in a truck with materials and looking to be shut down. I mean, I would be looking for the federal government just to capture that moment. So I'm not telling you to do that. That's like a little devious. That's kind of like, you know, that's like I'm in this to expose the corruption of our government. But I mean, yeah, I'd probably be driving around with a truck of materials, and then, oh, here comes the government to shut me down, threaten me with arrest. Boom, captured on camera, changed the world. All right, Elizabeth, we shared your ex account. If people want to go find that there and help out this weekend, we'll pray for you and hope for your safety and the best of luck up there. Okay, let's go to Zach in Florida. Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, so I live on Treasure Island. It's a barrier island near Tampa. Our whole island was 100% underwater, so 100% of structures were affected by flood damage. As far as response, state response, our National Guard, directed by DeSantis, was first on the ground. They were the first ones to actually be able to access us a few days after it happened. We had structural issues to bridges. 10 feet of sand in the roads. So they finally got to us with the Humvees and started dropping supplies. Other than that, the FEMA response, they haven't actually been here on the island yet. From what I've heard, they're set up 10 miles away. We've been without electricity for over a week, no water. There's not a hotel room within three counties. We find out that we have to move out within 2 days. The little possessions we do have left, there's no storage units. It's just a total mess right now. But somehow Anna Paulina Luna was set up right here on the island, talking to people. She could be out here, but FEMA couldn't. Everybody's cars are fried, so they have to somehow get 10 miles away to go meet with FEMA. Phones are fried, no electricity, no internet. Internet's still down. So I've actually helped at least five of my neighbors do the FEMA app through my phone. But it's like, why can't they set up here if the National Guard is here, the Congresswoman's here, but no FEMA?
Yeah, well, it's either complete incompetence or criminal negligence or maybe something worse. You know, that kind of seems to be the case with all this stuff, whether it's people taking a shot at Trump or trying to kill Trump, or whether it's, you know, relief efforts after a major disaster. It's either complete incompetence, criminal negligence, or something much, much worse.
Yeah, it seems to be about right. But
there's
shout
no
out
excuse.
To Anna Paulina Luna. There's, yeah, I mean, like we don't know what we're doing. Like I'm a day away from being homeless, and I've been living in mold for a week now, just watching it grow on my walls. There's nowhere to go. I mean, I got a finally found a U-Haul U-Box that I'm going to be sleeping in, I guess, from here on out until I can get something figured out.
Unbelievable. Anything else, Zach?
Yeah, as far as like finding ways to get supplies to the people, it's been local government. So here in Pinellas County, our local EOC, it's the Emergency Operations, they have been the ones that have actually got us the supplies that people are donating from all over the nation. If you want to see what organizations are actually partnering with, with people that are actually getting supplies in, I would maybe start by picking a highly affected county and then contacting their emergency operations and see what organizations they've been partnered with to get supplies in. That's our local emergency operations are the only ones that were bringing us anything from toothpaste to toothbrushes and just cleaning supplies, rubber gloves. There's a lot of that type of stuff that's needed. So that would be my suggestion.
Well, I will say your governor, Ron DeSantis, has yet again had a shining moment in the response to all of this. So at least you got a governor that actually cares and tries to do the right thing. So, and you probably, Florida probably has the best representatives going for him right now, too.
Yep, it was amazing to see the National Guard show up with their Humvees and ATVs, and that gave a lot of hope. So shout out to Ron DeSantis and the National Guard and Anna Paulina Luna.
Absolutely, Zach. Thank you for that call. And yeah, I can imagine. Hope's like all you need at that point. You're just stranded. You don't know your next meal. You don't know power, water receding when your house, if you'll even have a house. And it's just the hope that somebody's coming. And so many people just don't even have that.
Yep.
And they just don't even have that. Yep. Thank you for the call, Zach. So speaking of DeSantis, and of course we covered this yesterday. There's some more information today. DeSantis deploys guard to ports after Helene. Now remember, that was yesterday morning. Ron DeSantis said, look, if the port workers don't want to work, I'm sending the National Guard. They'll fulfill the duties, and we're going to make sure that the resources and the materials and the food and everything else that is needed in the recovery efforts to help people is going to get in. DeSantis orders National Guard to keep ports open as state recovers from hurricane amid the longshoremen union strike. And what do you know? Later that afternoon, they decide to get back to work. Isn't that something? So Ron DeSantis is not getting nearly the credit he deserves here. And of course, and he doesn't even care. You know, Ron DeSantis is really great. And it's unfortunate he took bad political advice and he cozied up next to some neocons and ran against President Trump. And it was basically political suicide for him. But it's like maybe the gun jammed or like somehow the bullet didn't politically kill him because he's back. I don't know if he can ever run for president again, but the great governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is back. And he's not getting near enough credit. He deserves credit for getting the longshoremen back to work. Absolutely. Folks, you don't think that was a major factor here? Oh, shoot. People are out there working in the ports without us. Yeah. Better get your ass to work. That's not good. Oh, we can be replaced? Oh. Yeah. Oh, we just got replaced. Oh. Now, they are renegotiating until January, but basically there seems to be a preliminary agreement that over the next 6 years, they will get a 60% pay raise. So that is what is reported as a preliminary agreement right now. So, but oh, I thought it was about automation. Well, now it's just about a pay raise. So we'll see what the outcome is. But Ron DeSantis is not nearly getting enough credit for the recovery efforts. Ron DeSantis is not nearly getting enough credit for getting the longshoreman strike to at least be temporarily suspended. But believe me, he deserves a lot of credit for both of those things. But it's the corrupt media. They hate him because he's actually a good guy that cares about the country and wants to help people. So good for Ron DeSantis. And I mean, I'm telling you, folks, when those longshoremen saw that they were about to get replaced, it was like, oh, shoot.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
RFK Jr. with the Zen, and it has the crew going crazy. Probably says more about them than RFK Jr., but nonetheless, all the Zen fanatics out there love RFK Jr. even more now. All right, let me cover the rest of the stuff off of my list, and then we can go back to the phone lines. And guys, let's see if there's any other people in the disaster areas. We do have some other people that want to comment on that, but I want to go to specifically people in the disaster areas. You know, I got this whole video, MSNBC Undercover O'Keefe report. They admit that their entire job is to help Kamala Harris. I mean, it's just, you know, of course we know that. But again, it's just like, there it is. They admit it. They know they're corrupt. They know they're liars. They know they're the bad guy. How about this, though? And I got, I'm working on another whistleblower. I'm working on another data analyst to come on the show, analyst to come on the show. I'm working on even getting another victim to come on the show about these vaccines. This was published last night. Alarming rise of super fit, slim young people suffering heart attacks as experts reveal theories for the surge. All right. Now, so they're shocked. They're shocked. All these athletes, all these healthy people, young people, fit people, and they're all having heart attacks. They're stunned. They're shocked. They can't believe it. They don't know what's going on. Now, would you be shocked if you found out, guess what is not mentioned in this story? Would anyone in the crew like to take a guess? The vaccine somehow didn't make the report. But you know what's funny? They even admit that the surge happened beginning in 2020. Now, they do try to blame COVID. They say COVID is doing this. But not the vaccine. Everything but the vaccine. Drug use, obesity, sedentary lifestyles, bad diets, COVID, no mention of the vaccine. The virus causes inflammation. The virus causes heart problems. The virus causes blood clots. That's what's causing the young people to have heart attacks. And it's a doubling since 2019. Young and healthy, fit people, it has doubled heart attacks in young, healthy, fit people. And still, it's a tiny number, but it's doubled since the vaccine rollout. And it's everything but the vaccine. It's unbelievable. And this is just basic deduction. It's like, oh, nobody has hit 60 home runs in Major League Baseball, and then Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds all did it in a couple seasons. But it's not the steroids. Nope, not the steroids. No, it was obviously the steroids. No, it's obviously the vaccines. How about this, though? CNN ran a special report on Tim Walz allowing Minnesota to be the number one state of COVID-19 fraud. This was on CNN, clip two.
Republican State Senator Mark Curran, like the rest of the country, is eyeing the presidential election, but with the Minnesota governor in his sights.
I think Governor Walz, if you want to talk about accountability, has taken no accountability.
Curran says while national voters may just be learning about Coach Walz and his affection for football and home improvement, here in Minnesota, the news has been more critical, especially around the way Walz's administration handled financial scandals. At least 16 reports critical of specific state agencies for allowing alleged fraud, waste, or mismanagement during Walz's 6 years as governor have been published by Minnesota's independent auditor.
He is the executive body in charge, right? And can you blame him individually for each individual thing? No, but he took absolutely no action to change the outcome. There was nobody that was terminated because of the failures of those agencies.
Lisa Damith is a Republican minority leader in the Minnesota State Legislature.
We have an issue of fraud here in the state of Minnesota, that we have $500 million in known fraud under Governor Walz's time in office.
And you're talking about Feeding Our Future.
That's one of them, yeah.
Feeding Our Future, a program overseen by Minnesota's Department of Education, was the single largest COVID-19 fraud scheme in the nation, according to the Department of Justice. Nearly $250 million in federal tax dollars was supposed to go to feeding children in need. Instead, dozens of people involved in the scheme stole the money, buying houses, luxury cars, and a suburban bar and restaurant, according to a federal indictment. At the time, Governor Walz defended his administration.
We caught this fraud. We caught it very early. We alerted the right people.
This past June, the state legislative auditor's investigation found that the Minnesota Department of Education's actions and inactions created opportunities for fraud, failed to act on warning signs, and did not effectively exercise its authority to hold Feeding Our Future accountable.
Is that fraud the governor's fault? When he is not holding any commissioners responsible, then yes, Governor Walz is responsible for the fraud that has been ongoing in the state of Minnesota. By not making any changes within his administration, then yes,
can you even imagine the disaster that would be 4 years of Harris Walz? I mean, it's dumb and dumber. Or just imagine the cringe of having to listen to Kamala Harris. I'd rather listen to Joe Biden fumble and mumble and swear and cough through a press conference than this absolute cringe. This just pure cringe. Like, if you could somehow just get pure 100% cringe, it would be Kamala Harris. Here's an example from her rally. They're not talking about her rallies anymore. Notice that, the whole Kamala big rallies, huge rally sizes. Notice how they're not talking about that anymore? Yeah, because they're not big. Nobody's going. I mean, look at this, just pure cringe, 100% organic, pure cringe in clip six.
Concept of a plan. He has concepts of a plan. Come on.
Here's AOC. She thinks Texas is going to turn blue, and with that, the Democrats will get single-party power in clip one.
It is important because when we win Texas, we transform this country for a generation. A generation. And that is why this state is so deeply important.
You know, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? AOC is going to come from New York down to Texas and lecture us? What? Hold on a second. New York City itself, the city, smells like garbage and sewage. You been there recently? It's garbage and sewage. A little hint of weed. Trash literally piles up on the streets. Did I mention the crime rates? Did I mention the violence? Did I mention the poverty, the homelessness? And she's going to come down to Texas and talk about turning it blue? Wait a second. New York, the blue state, that has a state budget deficit? New York, the blue state that has businesses fleeing? New York, the blue state that is losing its population to red states like Florida? New York City, the blue city, where your Democrat mayor is being investigated for criminal activity, and like dozens of police officers and their associates are now getting charged as well? And you're going to come down to Texas and tell us about turning Texas blue? In case you haven't noticed, New York, run by the Democrats, is going to complete shit. And you're going to promote, you're going to come from New York to promote Democrat Party politics in Texas, a state that is people are moving to in droves, leaving New York. Texas, a state where most businesses, if not all, would rather start their business, would rather file their LLC in Texas than New York. Texas, that doesn't have all these giant Democrat scandals. Texas, I mean, we got our own problems with our big cities here, but I mean, I can go to most places in downtown Austin and not see mountains of trash, and it just smells like raw sewage and garbage. I can go out in Austin and not see rats the size of pumpkins running around. And she's going to come down here and promote Democrat Party values? And by the way, your whole plan to turn Texas blue, you got a problem. We just removed 1.1 million illegal voters from the rolls. We just arrested multiple Democrats in Houston for election fraud. So your whole operation to turn Texas blue took two big blows. It's just, it's unbelievable that I have to sit here. We have to sit here and get lectured by liberals, get lectured by Democrats who run everything, and everything they run sucks. And so it's like they go over here, they destroy everything, and then they come to our red areas and tell us how much better they are. And that we need to embrace their values and their policies and their practices because they're so much better. And then you're like, wait a second, didn't you just come from that dumpster fire? Didn't you just come from that third world hellhole that you created? And then you're going to come lecture me? It's crazy, but they're desperate. They're really pushing to try to defeat Ted Cruz. I don't think it's going to work, quite frankly, but they're pushing. Speaking of fraud, Sir Mayor Page, ex-BLM leader, sentenced to federal prison. Charges on wire fraud and money laundering. More lefties using George Floyd's death for their own empowerment? Go figure. Who could have seen it coming? But they're the moral high ground, the liberal progressive left. They're the political high ground, the Democrat Party destroying every city they ruin and rule over. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to come to your red area and tell you how much better their policies are, and you need to embrace their policies. We're going to turn this area blue. Oh, you're going to come and destroy my state too? You're going to come and destroy Texas too, are you? Let's just play a little brief of this. And we'll take a couple more phone calls. This is MSNBC admitting their entire job right now is to get Kamala Harris elected. O'Keefe Media Group, clip 5.
MSNBC is doing enough to help the Harris campaign.
I mean, they're doing all they can.
Meet Basil Hamden, a writer and producer for MSNBC's weekend show, Iman. Basil also reveals that, quote, what her message of the day is their MSNBC's message of the day.
What have they done to help the Harris campaign?
Amplify her message. What her message of the day is their message of the day.
Hamden revealed that MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece and is doing anything to get Kamala elected. Hamden says this news network is indistinguishable from the Democratic Party.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes. It hammers home the point that I'm making, that this news network is indistinguishable from the party.
Are they just the Democratic Party's mouthpiece?
Exactly.
MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Basil calls MSNBC viewers brainwashed and states that MSNBC made their viewers dumber over the years.
Viewers get mad at the guests or the host if the host were to criticize Democrats. They've made their viewers dumber over the years. I think brainwashing and dumbing down.
It's bad.
Aggressive.
I get it.
Helps Trump.
And when she's delivering these messages now, I think she keeps getting
dumbing
better.
Down.
Harris is telling the truth. A hate campaign against Kamala Harris
has begun.
They'll probably get somebody over there at O'Keefe Media Group. They'll probably just get somebody from the Democrat media just to say they want Trump dead next.
Vote for her or don't vote for her, but isn't it great to just have a positive conversation right now?
Last week we saw Vice President...
I bet
President
they have more. All right, that's James O'Keefe speaking. He was on with Alex earlier this week. Powerful stuff. All right, before we sign off, let's squeeze a couple more phone calls here. We've got Sean in Florida on the disaster relief getting stopped. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Up on. Listen, I called and talked to you when you got out. I stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning. We love you. Remember that? That's me, okay? We prayed for you while you were in prison, and it was ridiculous. Anyway, listen, I do wildfire mitigation and cleanup in Florida 25 years, and I have a land clearing business, you know. These guys need heavy equipment. I have a friend of mine I went to school with. His name is Wade Childress. He was a captain for the fire department. He lives in Tennessee. He's helping out other firemen and other people there, rescuing animals, dogs, cats, deer, horses. There's, I think, 2,000 head of cattle were rolling down the river just yesterday, the day before yesterday. So there goes livestock. There goes our livestock. There goes the farming community. As we pull a lot of our, you know, our vegetables and a lot of beef and milk and cheese and so on. Okay. Now look, I live in Florida and it's been hit. And I was going to cruise up there with some equipment and stuff. But if I'm hearing that they're getting turned away, you know, I wouldn't want to take all that equipment up there just to be turned away. And there's other people trying to get up there too. So those people just need to hang on. Now down south in Treasure Island, okay, in St. Pete. Island was destroyed. You know, McAdoo was there. You talked to Alice yesterday. But all along up there in Pinellas and Pasco County and a lot of other counties are devastated, and they're still underwater, and people are, you know, lost their homes. Another friend of mine is Michael Almond and Scott Brown and his friends. Michael Almond is the son of Greg Almond. He has a store up there, a half-eaten peach, in Pasco County, and he lost everything. B.B. King signed autograph stuff and all the stuff that he had. He had no insurance, no homeowner's insurance. He lost his store, and he lost his home, his car, everything. And, you know, he's going through a rough time, but he's trying to pick himself back up, you know? And one more silver dollar, you know, that's his boy. So, but I sent them and tried to help them with some things. Some money. There's some places that Wade, this police captain that I know, he has information on some of the farms where you can send some of these people money. Okay. If you'd like that, I can try to give that to you to try to help and see if anybody wants to contribute. If you may. I've got a phone number too.
And what is this?
This is like it's a farm that's up there. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. He said he needed some things. Sorry to keep you off for a second, but this is the phone number. It is, sorry.
Well, I would suggest going and trying to give the relief aid anyway, despite even there being a chance you might get rejected. I would go and do that, and I understand, you know, hauling the equipment, it's a risk. And maybe you take a light load at first and test it, but I would do it. And the minute you see somebody trying to disrupt it, the minute you see somebody trying to shut you down from the government, start filming it, expose it. You've got representatives in Florida that will actually pick that up and run with it, and you can make a difference. Honestly, it's crazy, but I'm just telling you, it's true. The biggest difference you could make right now, obviously we need people there in the relief effort for sure, rescuing people, getting people the necessities they need. I'm just saying, if somebody caught that on film, it would expose the entire FEMA operation, and it would turn the page, and then they would actually get released to help these people. So, I mean, it sounds crazy, but like, if somebody captured that on film, that would be the number one thing to actually help these people right now, because it would expose FEMA and it would finally get them out of the frickin' way.
I would get arrested. I don't know why anybody else hasn't gotten arrested.
Well, people have gotten arrested.
People are trapped right now. They're still trapped. They're up on the Black Mountain right now. I mean, I've talked to these people. It's on TikTok. It's everywhere. People are still dying from this right now. And I would get arrested. I would literally, if they wouldn't, if I lived up there, I'm telling you, I am so pissed off, man. I cannot believe that this country is the way it is. And there's, it's people helping people. There's nobody else to help. That's it. This is it. And this is going to be, this is going to take so long. It took hundreds of years to put these towns together, you know?
You know, it's so funny, too. And I wasn't even going to bring this up, but just more memories are flashing in my head. When we went, we sent a couple crews out after Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, and some of our crew just went out and did a bunch of aid stuff, and I went out with Harrison Smith, and we were really doing more coverage than anything, and I was just doing coverage and, you know, shooting reports of where people were not at power, where people needed help, and surveying a lot of the damage. But, like, there's certain times where you just can't help it. Like, there were certain times where we'd be driving through neighborhoods and we were in a truck that could kind of maneuver through things. But, like, there were times where we'd be just driving through neighborhoods and you'd see people clearing the roadways and we'd just pull over and just start picking up trees and moving debris out of the way so that they could just open up roadways again. But it's funny because now that I'm even remembering this and Harrison would attest to this too. We didn't run into much government anything when we were down. I think we were out for like 5 days covering Hurricane Harvey. And we didn't really run into any government assistance anywhere. It was mostly just local people that were helping. Along the way, we run into some other media people and they were mostly nice and they would help. Most of their crews are there, pretty nice people too. It's not like the producer you just saw from MSNBC. The average person that works in media is probably even apolitical or even just can't stand the Democrats, but just need a job. So, you know, every once in a while we'd see them out there and they'd be helping people too. But it was funny when we would actually, we'd have to go out and find where the FEMA centers were. We'd have to go out and find that. And every time we would go, they wouldn't do anything. And they were actually extremely offended that we were there. And they were very rude. Now, I remember capturing all of this. We were banned all over the internet, so it was like we couldn't really. I mean, we shared it on the shows. It's just funny you bring that up, because now that I'm remembering it, it was just, it never changes. It never changes. It never freaking changes with this evil government. It really doesn't. Now, it's probably worse. It's probably worse under Biden than it was under Trump, but it was still the same damn story. Same damn story with FEMA. We went to the FEMA emergency centers. They weren't doing a damn thing. They were sitting on their asses, not doing a damn thing. Wouldn't answer any questions. We never saw them actually out in the scenes, in the rough. Never. And it's like, you gotta go find their centers. They're nowhere near the disaster zone. And then you get there and you try to ask some questions, figure out what's going on. They just tell you to leave and then they threaten to arrest you.
Right. Right, yeah. This is crazy. Look, there's people that are still alive that need help, that are dying, you know? I can't even bear myself really to go down there, because if I did brought my equipment, if I see some bodies floating, I mean, that's what's going on down there, man. It's getting bad. And my friend also said, who is a really great guy, and he is works for the fire department, rescuing peoples and animals and anybody that he can, probably worn out, but he said, we're probably going to need more body bags. And he's talking
about what the locals are saying, too. And I'm sorry, Sean, I'm out of time. And by the way, I forgot to say this to the people in South Carolina. I hope you go and help that woman put out the clarion call. I will be in South Carolina on Monday, October, is it the 13th or 12th? I forget which day it is, but it's Monday the 13th or 12th. I'm doing a political debate there at the University of South Carolina. Hope you can make it out to that. Tomorrow, Monday, October 14th, thank you, University of South Carolina. Hope you can make it there. By the way, we'll be live tomorrow, right here, covering the Trump rally in Pennsylvania.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious, because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. InfoWarsNaturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.